good to get around.
Yeah, how about you? You here for the weekend?
Yeah, well, we're obviously here today. I'm going to be down. I'm going to be coming back tomorrow because we really want to see Fickle Friends and Nothing But Thieves. Yeah. So that should be really good. So
yeah,
looking forward to it.
Yeah, so I'm here with Club Drive here at the Standard and Calling Festival. Do you want to have a quick chat and introduce yourselves again?
I'm Aaron, I'm the singer.
I'm Tommy, I play guitar. I'm Steve, I play bass.
I'm Christian, I play drums.
Fantastic. So you're looking forward to playing here, no doubt?
Absolutely, yeah. We're buzzing for today. It's kind of local for us because we're all from around the area, so it feels a bit like coming home almost, as it were. So it's really, really
so
good
nice
to be
to come to a local festival in Hertfordshire and be able to play. It's fantastic.
Yeah, it's really nice.
Yeah, so how did you guys meet?
We basically used to be two separate bands and we kind of split up at similar times and we were put together by a local promoter actually who knew all of us, kind of put us in touch, and the rest, as they say, is history. But yeah, so we've been together, what, like 4 or 5 years now? But as Club Drive, we've been like just over a year.
What was the idea about blending the styles of music together? Because there's quite a few different styles that you you enjoy.
That's a good point, actually. I think me and Tommy are in a bit of a heavier band and Aaron and Steve were in, like, I wouldn't say, a bit lighter. Bit more pop rocky, and I think it merged together quite well. And then we sort of, as soon as we got together, rather than doing what we were doing, we sort of said, "Well, what do we all enjoy playing?" And we took a lot of influences from pop stuff and funk stuff, and sort of progressed it over the years.
What kind of influences, what sort of bands and artists did you like?
Wow, like personally, like anything funky, James Brown, Average White Band, like, and pop wise, like we're all big on the 90s pop, I guess.
Literally just, I can't think of a band that hasn't sort of influenced us. I think anything 80s, 90s through to current, along the, pop rock and kind of funk genre, we've tried to sort of splice in there a little bit. Like big fans of The Police, like Africa the song, as in Toto the band, like Chicago, loads of bands, like literally loads of people. So it's been a bit eclectic, to be honest.
Have you been playing many gigs? You get out and about a little bit?
Yeah, so we were on tour in March, then we were on tour again all through May. We've been kicking off, obviously festival season kicked off for us at the end of May at the Great Escape, and we're just busy now all the way through, and then we're hopefully going to be announcing some more festivals. More tours. Yeah, we've announced another festival today. We're doing Fusion Festival in Liverpool.
Okay.
So we're all over. We're going to be touring all kind of October, November time as well.
You must really enjoy playing.
Massively. I think for us, obviously, like it's probably the same as every musician. Like you get stuck in a studio for a period of time and you write records that you're happy with and you actually don't really know what reaction you're going to get. And until you get out and tour, it's really nice to see people kind of all ages, like, to see their different kind of reactions to it, and then you get a bit of a feel for, okay, yeah, like people getting into this, and it's just really nice, just kind of good to get people's feedback, and it's honest as well, because people know what they want.
You see what they like.
I think like we're very like self-critical as a band. We're always like, no, it's rubbish, throw it in the bin.
Aren't people in general really definitely be hard on ourselves, can we?
Yeah, I think to be honest you have to, and in this kind of like the environment that we put ourselves in, like, it's very, very cutthroat, and you kind of have to be that way with yourself because you have to expect it from other people. So when people actually get into music, it's quite a pleasant surprise. It's quite nice to see that people enjoy it, because we don't know what reaction we're going to get.
That's great. And so just being somewhere like this as well at the festival, I was at Latitude a couple of weeks ago, and it was a much bigger kind of event, but this is nice and small. It's more intimate, kind of, connect with people really well, and
It's gonna be really good, I think. Latitude is obviously another one we'd love to play at some point, and that kind of size festival we've been lucky, very fortunate to do a couple of those of that kind of size. But like I say, coming back to Hertfordshire, which is obviously where we're from, and doing something that's close to home, it's kind of got that, like you said, it's a bit more intimate. It's like a bit of an intimacy about it. It's really nice to see familiar faces out there, and also just kind of see, like you say, kind of get the vibe of people around our own home and see what they think about us, because we never get to ask.
So I mean, I guess you play local gigs, but it'd be great if you saw some of them here as well, and they'd be great to see you, happy to see you as well.
100%. I think you guys agree, like, we don't play locally as much as we want to. But we're kind of, our hands are tied a little bit, because we have to kind of get out and about. We do like the standard circuit of, like, Glasgow, Newcastle, London, Manchester, all the major cities, and we kind of hope that people from Hertfordshire will travel. But we are going to be announcing a couple of shows actually for BBC Introducing, that are very local, one in London and one in Luton very soon. So keep an eye out for that if you're local.
Yeah, for sure. And I was going to say, do you find it difficult to arrange the concerts as well, or how is that plumbed in?
Again, we're really fortunate. Like, we do have a team of people around us, and we're very lucky. We we've got a very good sort of booking agent and manager and things that work with us, which is great. But we've, like I said, don't get us wrong, we've done a lot of hard graft for years and years, and even before this band. Massively. Like, we've booked tours ourselves, we've literally driven ourselves in two or three cars to gigs, and now we're, like I say, we're finally in a place where, which feels nice, but it feels like a lot of work to get there.
Yeah, of course. But then when it works, everything works a lot easier. Now you can play here, that's great. So you must be looking forward to it. And so, lots to look forward to as well.
The music
and getting out there. And do you have recordings to come out?
Yeah, so we released a brand new single today on Spotify, iTunes, literally everywhere you can find it. And the video comes out next week. And that's
what's it called?
It's our new single called International.
Yeah.
Definitely check that out. The video coming out next week, we're very excited about. It was filmed in, like, I think it's like 20 or 30 different countries around the world. So something to please the eyes as well as the ears, hopefully.
And heralding perhaps international travel with the music as well.
Absolutely, exactly.
Nothing like a bit of manifestation, talk about it and
see
what happens.
Exactly. So that came out today, and we're going to have lots of other records. We're going to be hitting the studio again, like, September time.
Yeah.
So hopefully we'll have lots more out in kind of autumn, and definitely early part of next year there'll be a lot more records out.
Okay. That's fantastic. Well, lovely to meet you and see what it's about and meet you guys, and fantastic. So I hope you enjoy the rest of the weekend. I think you'll have a great time.
Thank you.
I know I certainly will.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.